This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Go West Credit Association's MAX convention here in beautiful Spokane, Washington. It's a little chilly outside, but that's all right.
I love it.
Yeah.
Sweater weather.
Okay.
Yeah. Sweater weather.
Right here. I'm from San Diego, and I was freezing when I got off the plane the other day. Oh my gosh, I'm such a wimp when it comes to this weather. But anyway, I digress. We'll leave that to the Weather Channel. Yeah. But we have two stellar human beings here in the studio lounge. Right next to me is Cherie. I almost messed up again. Cherie Adkins. Cherie, how are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
You were about to correct me.
No, never.
Yes, you were. No, you've corrected me like the last three times, so that's okay. That's okay. You are with the Go West Foundations. Yeah. How are you doing today?
Doing great. I mean, MAX is one of my favorite places to be. It's so, so cool to be here with the new Go West family and folks from across six states, new and old friends. So it's been really fantastic, and we're just getting started.
I know. It's only 9 o'clock here, so yeah. And you guys doubled your size like that.
Yes. Yep.
All right, and then right over here, you might recognize this gentleman, Mr. Gene Pelham, former president and CEO of Rogue Credit Union. So and he just declared himself a rogue person as well. Yeah. A rebel, kind of a rebel here. Yeah, so how are you, Gene? Long time no see.
A rebel with a cause. How's
there you
that?
Go. All right. You and James Dean.
Yeah. Okay. So and an incredible cause. We just got back from our foundation breakfast.
Okay.
Where we heard about an incredible program that started here in Spokane about land banks. I'm sure Cherie will probably share a little bit more about that.
Okay.
But bringing everybody together to celebrate what's so important. And one of the things, Mike, is yes, I retired 6 months ago now.
So but you haven't stopped though.
But
I assume.
I get to choose what I want to do and where I share my talents and treasures. And I choose the foundation because it is so important. And what we're doing is so incredible.
Yeah, the work you guys are doing is second to none. I mean, we've done a whole bunch of videos.
That's
one of my favorites still is the one where we did it on the street.
Yes.
And with the big giant, the building behind, that was so much
Talking
fun.
Talking about housing with one of our credit unions that was doing incredible work in their community. So,
You guys do a fantastic work. Before we get into that, though, I just want to get a quick gauge on the conference. I know we're just kind of starting out, but what are some expectations? Cherie, I'll let you go first. What are you looking for at this? Because we still have, two or three days to go here. So.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I mean, I think for me, the biggest thing about MAX is that we balance being able to come together as a family, celebrate what makes credit unions so incredible through things like the auction tonight.
That's right.
Benefiting credit unions for kids. And then the credit union celebration tomorrow night. And we have all of this exceptional content that comes out throughout the day. Mm-hmm. We have a session today, later today, focused on housing, finding new solutions to old problems in housing. So, make a plug for that for anybody who might be listening. that I think is going to be really, really fantastic. And just, so I think the content across the sessions, the opportunities to network, but then the opportunity to come together, break bread as a family, and I think really remind ourselves of what credit unions are all about and why we're all here together. So,
indeed. Gene, how about you?
Well, it's just so exciting to see the number of people, all those folks that are true credit union believers coming together here in Spokane to celebrate all the great things that are happening in credit unions right now. And there is a lot to celebrate.
Oh, no doubt. Especially up in this neck of the woods, because you guys, I don't know, the last time I talked to Troy, you guys have, 65% market share or something like that? It keeps going up.
Spokane is a credit union city. It is.
No doubt. They're everywhere, which is a great thing. Good thing. So tell me about the session that you guys are going to be having a little later today, and then some of the things that the foundation is going to be doing, and how Mr. Pelham here is going to be involved in this as well, because mover and shaker here, ladies and gentlemen.
So. Yeah. Well, let me just start with Mr. Pelham. I just have to say I'm so grateful. So yes, he is retired, and he is our board chair for the foundation. He's really helped bring both the board and the whole foundation organization into this new place that we're at as Go West across six states, and it's been really an honor, I think, to work alongside him and sort of casting that vision for what the future holds. Our foundation does programmatic works, financial education, scholarships, things like that, but we also have these big initiatives focused on housing, focused on access to capital in rural communities, food insecurity, these really, really big, hefty, complex things that credit unions can do so much to help address. And, mm-hmm. and this morning, the breakfast was a celebration of that. Mm-hmm. It held up, and I think, really, really incredible examples of places where credit unions came to the table and said, we're here in this community. These are the challenges we're seeing. And we're not just going to stand by and say, gosh,
good.
Those things are tough, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to jump in and say, how can we help? How, if we come together, can we amplify that effort?
Mm-hmm.
And really, I think, be a catalyst in their community, which is what we've seen here in Spokane.
Yeah.
With the land bank that Gene referenced, you know, credit unions really coming together, doing a thing and being a catalyst that then got folks from across the whole region outside of the credit union space really excited to be a part of this mm-hmm. thing. So it's just building this momentum, started mm-hmm. with credit unions. So.
Well, tell me about this land bank. This is a kind of new terminology for me. I apologize for my ignorance here, but tell me a little bit more about this and how does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I'll tell you, my level of knowledge is just enough to know it was a really, really good opportunity yeah. for us to come okay. alongside credit unions and support.
Okay.
It's the first official land bank in the state of Washington, and there's been some legislation that's helped make it possible to have land banks, so it's different from a land trust. And it really just creates sort of a neutral party to receive land or purchase land at a low cost. And then that neutral party can help work with developers, and because they're neutral, be able to make the best decisions about how to bring affordable housing to a community.
Mm-hmm.
Helping prioritize if they're working with a developer that can get that moving in the next couple of years
okay.
versus 10 years down
yeah,
the road,
yeah.
right?
Expedite
so I think it really takes these pieces of land that are sitting vacant and have opportunity to be developed quickly and prioritizes those for the future. So. That's a lovely. That's great.
Take a time out for a second.
Live and in person.
Hey, this is what we have to deal with on a daily basis here in the studio lounge.
It's great. No,
every day.
Right.
No,
yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. We'll just cut that little part out. Yeah. We'll be good.
Yeah. But I mean, I think.
Anywho, go ahead.
The opportunity that we, so we heard from the executive director of the Spokane Low Income Housing Consortium at the breakfast this morning, and he's who we've been working with to develop this land bank that Spokane's credit unions and his name's Ben. And he talked about this morning how it was because credit unions came together and used our voice to even amplify the message of what was possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it hit every single news station. It hit every paper here in Spokane.
Wow.
There were all these opportunities.
Well
and
done.
From that, all these folks came out of the woodwork and said, can I donate land? We want to donate land.
Land they would have purchased normally.
Really?
People came to them and said, hey, this is a really great idea. How can we help?
Wow.
And Ben was drawing on a piece of paper for us yesterday, the different lots that came because of this partnership that
yeah.
we have with credit unions and Ben and the land bank and so on.
Mm-hmm.
She used the word, and it's my favorite word, catalyst. The credit unions in Spokane, the foundation, along with the land bank, was a catalyst for an idea
mm-hmm.
that really has the mm-hmm. opportunity to spread in so many other
That's
places.
That's awesome. A springboard for
yeah.
other things,
yeah.
other items
yeah.
for sure.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, how
and
exciting is that?
One of the things I love about it, and again, I know this much about land banks, but from across our six states, credit unions are coming forward and saying, tell me more about this.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to be a part of something like this in our community. And they're already thinking, who are our community partners that we can talk to? Which other credit unions
mm-hmm.
can we bring to the table?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just an example of how, you know, you sort of can hold that up and say, here's one of the things that might be possible.
Right.
And you know, I really appreciate being able to do that as a foundation across our credit union network and say, what about this?
Yeah.
And there are other examples of that as well,
mm-hmm.
especially around housing, but, you know, rural access work and a whole host of different things
mm-hmm.
where we can just
mm-hmm.
be able to say, we'd love to help other credit unions.
So are you guys setting the template here for other credit unions to do something, or maybe other foundations or something
sure
like to do
so.
Template? Because
yeah.
it sure sounds like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's the only reason I'm here, Mike.
is
to be part of something that's making a meaningful difference
right.
in for credit unions. If we were just doing some of the traditional things that foundations, anybody
mm-hmm.
could do that. But
mm-hmm.
the opportunity to be part of bringing coalitions of like-minded people to create meaningful change,
mm-hmm.
that's what we do.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is the opportunity. That's why I'm, as I said, I choose this because we're already making a meaningful difference, whether it's in Spokane or the Seattle area or Portland or whatever, by bringing mm-hmm. credit unions mm-hmm. together and helping them find ways to make a difference in their communities. It's really powerful.
Well, and now you have three other states
to do
the same thing, right?
You and I talked about this, I think, the last time we connected. The opportunity to, you know, and the conversations we've already had with credit unions in Arizona, in Colorado, and Wyoming about the things that they're seeing in their communities, the partnerships they already have, and the ways the foundation could come in and just be a little piece that becomes a catalyst mm-hmm. in those communities, helping mm-hmm. those credit unions do the good work that they're mm-hmm. doing. Yeah. I mean, that's what I get so excited about it. There's so much opportunity. And it really is, I think, because credit unions are unique mm-hmm. because of SVI, yeah. Troy's structure, yeah. value, and impact. Yeah. There's just, you know, every day we wake up and have an awesome conversation with a credit union person who's saying, okay, we're trying to do this. Can we?
Yeah.
And, you know, those conversations are
awesome. That's all it takes. Yeah. That's the yep. spark. Yeah. And if my math is correct, this could happen in 44 other states as well. 50 yeah. minus 64. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Why not?
Exactly.
Why not? You guys can, again, set that template for everybody else. Yeah. So good stuff.
Being part of the solution.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what we're working to do, is be part of the solution.
Mm-hmm. What else is on the docket for you guys? Because obviously, again, you're going to be speaking here on this topic and other stuff. And what else do you guys have? Is there anything else you guys have on the docket? I mean,
today's,
I'm sure you have a whole laundry list.
You mean like in life or here at Max? No,
Let's just focus on Max for now.
Well, I mean, from here forward, I'm really excited. And the foundation breakfast is a really big thing for us. And so to have just kind of come from there and shared bacon with folks and talk about the foundation's mission. And from here, it really is showing up in sessions. And then tonight, the auction, where, you know, Gene and I play a lesser role, but really, really excited to be there cheering folks on. So,
I think the other part for us is just recognizing the incredible commitment of credit unions to doing good, and mm-hmm. thanking those credit unions that support the foundation in the way they do, because this wouldn't happen mm-hmm. without credit unions and their financial support to making what we think we can do mm-hmm. a reality through mm-hmm. that funding. So making sure that we get a chance to thank everyone that's making this possible.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. So where can folks go to find out more about this? Because I've seen something like this really catching fire. Mm-hmm. So where can obviously get a hold of you or go to the foundation? And
I mean, I think the easiest path is probably to reach out to me.
Okay.
And we have foundation website, goesfoundation.org is out there as well. Also, I mean, anybody on the association team beyond the foundation, mm-hmm. we're part of a family, and anybody on the association team also lives and breathes the foundation's mission. And so, you know, it's not just me. There's a whole group of us that anybody could reach out and connect with, and we'd be able to start a conversation about how we can help.
Right on. Yep. Good stuff.
And we want to do it.
We want to
share that message.
No doubt. Absolutely. Well, that's the credit union wheelhouse right there, you know?
Yeah.
So let's share it and spread it and do some good out there. Why not? And increase the value of your credit union at the same time. So, good stuff. Gene, anything else to add on your part?
No, just excited to be part of this journey that we're taking. Excited to still have my fingers a little bit in the credit union business, catch up with old friends, mm-hmm. but also just really more than anything, being part of something that's making a powerful difference.
Yeah.
And that's
why
I choose to be here.
Yeah, and how rewarding is that? So no worry. We're very happy to still have you your big toe in the credit union diving pool. So good stuff. Cherie, anything else to add on your part?
Just appreciation to our credit unions as well.
Agreed.
To our board. The foundation board is just an incredible group of folks. I see a couple of them sitting over there, and the you know, the work that they do on behalf of the foundation and the message that they carry forward, you know, I think is just incredible. So appreciation to them and all of our credit union partners.
Well said. All right. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back at it because you have a busy couple days coming up. So let you take off and go do your thing. So thank you so much
awesome.
For coming by. I appreciate it. Gene, always great to see you.
Thank you, Mike.
Mr. Rogue.
Mr. Rogue. I'll be a rogue. Yeah.
All right. And Cherie, always great to see you as
thank
well.
You,
the
sir.
Work you guys do in the foundation is second to none. So keep it up. All righty.
Thank you.
There they are. Dynamic
Thanks.
Duo at the foundation. Well done. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellens, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.